Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can call in and text in to the greatest 60 minutes in radio at 833-212-1017. Again, The Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. 1017. That is The Truth Talking text line. We can call in and text in to share your thoughts on today's show. You can also watch and stream us live on the YouTubes by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You can give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down in the ones and the twos all right now. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, yesterday was Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everybody who celebrated Mother's Day yesterday. And I, for one, I love my mama and I love Mother's Day. And I love Mother's Day because I love being able to celebrate, you know, everything that so many women in my lives have been able to do is bring more life here. But then seeing the incredible mothers that they have become. So that's fantastic. Something new for Mother's Day this year. This is my first Mother's Day as an engaged man. And it's very interesting to see the difference between boys and girls in the sense of, you know, Mother's Day, me, my dad, my brother, you know, we give our mom a card. Well, my mom, my dad's wife, we give him a card. Happy Mother's Day. Keep it simple. My fiance, you know, these nice flowers that she gives and all this. Women are a little bit over the top. I think they do a lot, but I think it is nice. As my mom being a boy mom, I think having a soon-to-be daughter-in-law kind of switches things up. Not saying we don't appreciate her, but, you know, always thought a card would suffice. Nice little message. But, you know, here comes, you know, Shiner into the family, you know, with the flowers on Mother's Day. My mom said, ooh, my flowers. So it is always always good. Love the growth. Also, cool story on Mother's Day. So last year, I think I shared the story with y'all. Last year, y'all know I got a little cousin who plays for the Denver Broncos in the NFL. So my cousin's journey is pretty cool because a year ago on Mother's Day is when he had to, that weekend, he tried out to be able to make it on the 90-man roster for the Denver Broncos. And I think I told y'all about that, you know. And he ended up finding out that he was going to be, you know, invited to be on the Denver Broncos 90-man roster. He signed his contract actually a year ago today, but he found out on Mother's Day. But what makes it so cool is that we go to the same place. We go to Pottawatomie for the Mother's Day brunch. And what makes it cool is that when we went there today, remember, my little cousin last year was trying out for the Broncos. This year we go in there, and guess what game is playing on the TV? The AFC Championship game between the Broncos and the Patriots that took place just a couple months ago that he played in. So it's kind of like full circle moment. That's why I believe in a God. I believe in the Lord that always kind of finds a way to lift your spirits and make you feel good and make you feel whole. You never know where those signals and signs are going to come from. Whenever you get a little sign, you take it. And I just think it's awesome that last year, sitting at the bar at this place, we got the call from my auntie saying that my little cousin Jordan was signing to the Broncos. And then fast forward a year later, we're sitting in the same spot in the same place, and on the TV, we're seeing my little cousin actually play for the Denver Broncos. So I think it's pretty awesome to be able to see how things can change in a year. And, you know, so I think, you know, the moral of the story is keep pushing on, never doubt yourself, and always keep believing in yourself and keep working, because that's exactly what little cuz did. So it's pretty cool to go from getting the message a year ago to actually, you know, sitting there watching a rerun of a game, but in an AFC Championship game. I'm telling y'all, that's a beautiful story going from a person that didn't know if they were going to be in the NFL potentially to playing in an AFC Championship game in less than a year's time. Just incredible. But with that being said, Truth Nation, oh, one last update. Giannis Antetokounmpo The Bucks are listening to trade offers for Giannis. So what that means is Giannis may not be a Milwaukee Buck come the end of June. So with that being said, though, Truth Nation, it's time for Off the Top.
Truth Nation.
I'm sorry. Time for the weekend recap. That's on me.
Truth Nation, we know you have a busy life and the weekend went by too fast. If you missed any of the headline stories, no worries. We got you covered on the top stories you may have missed. Tap in for the weekend recap on Truth to Power. Kyle, tell Truth Nation the biggest headlines they need to know.
Well, Truth Nation, again, watch the streamers live on YouTube. I didn't even go to YouTube yet by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, a share, and a subscribe so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. There I am. I see it. Boom. Gave myself my own like. But Truth Nation, it looks like the Milwaukee food truck drama I talked about last week is now entering the gubernatorial race here in the state of Wisconsin. Now, the Republican candidate running for Governor Tom Tiffany shared his thoughts on this conversation. Now, y'all know Tom Tiffany is a trash politician. Y'all know Tom Tiffany voted against releasing the Epstein files. That is something that I'm going to continue to say, is that last summer, Tom Tiffany voted against releasing the Epstein files. Tom Tiffany was somebody who believed it was better to protect pedophiles than it was to protect young girls. That's who Tom Tiffany is, and now he's running to be your governor. Make sure y'all hold him accountable for that. But Tom Tiffany stated that small business owners aren't the problem, criminals are, when it comes to the whole food truck thing. And, you know, I may disagree with Tom Tiffany on most of his stances, but he's absolutely right with this one. He is. And for me, when I hear a Republican come out with that strong of a stance, I kind of get mad because I want the Democrats to do the exact same thing. I want them to do the same thing. And I know three Democrats were asked by CBS 58 News about their thoughts. Well, they asked all the Democratic candidates, and only three responded, about their response to the food truck controversy. And I didn't like some of their answers. Some of them was too political. Mandela Barnes, who is running for governor as well, he said Tom Tiffany is out of touch D.C. politician who has never done a dang thing to make life better for Milwaukee families. That's a fact. This decision belongs to local officials, and I hope they get it right by keeping people safe without punishing small business just trying to get by. Well, I hear it, but it's too political for me. I don't really like that answer. Don't like the answer. We talked about Tom Tiffany, and we talked about getting it right when we already know right now they did not get it right. Francesca Hong, who is the front runner currently right now, she says spending more on policing is not the answer. We've seen this backfire time and time again. We need to treat this as a social issue and look to the root of the problem, Hong says. Scapegoating food truck operators, often already struggling to keep their businesses afloat on razor slim margins, is a distraction and a grave mistake. Now, I like that one better. Shout out to Francesca Hong, but it ain't really what I would say. And then another person, Missy Hughes, I'm not going to waste your time with, gave an answer. She's not worth sharing. But what I hate about this is politics muzzles you. Politics really muzzles you, because at the end of the day, what I don't understand, Truth Nation, is that it keeps you from being authentic. We all know. I mean, what person other than the common council and the mayor, but how do you look at this situation and think that punishing food trucks is the right way to go about it? They all know this policy is trash. Just say it. Why beat around the bush? Mandela Barnes knows the policy is trash, but he don't want to rock the boat. He don't want to make anybody feel bad, but he could tell, read between the lines, he don't really like the policy. Francesca Hong really didn't like the policy, but she wasn't too aggressive. I want people to come out and be more aggressive with it. I hate how politics really muscles people, and Donald Trump literally rose to power because he said what people wanted to hear. He's not very good at being a president. His job, he's doing a very bad job. He's doing a bad job right now. There's no ifs, ands, or buts around that. First term, you know, he was socially awful. But politically, he rode the wave of Obama. And now he decided not to ride some of the wave of Biden, and we got the worst of what Biden had continued. And the good of Biden stopped. Trump is a terrible politician who doesn't care about regular American citizens, but he made regular American citizens feel like he actually understood them. And that is my biggest frustration with some of these Democratic candidates, is Francesca Hong is doing a good job resonating with people. But just say what you feel. You ain't going to get in trouble. You may actually ingratiate yourself a little bit better in different communities when you say it with your chest, when you say how you feel. So I just wish some of these Democratic candidates would just say how they feel. Stop beating around the dang bush. Keep it 100. That's a bad policy when it comes to the food trucks. So that's the first weekend recap story for that. Next, Truth Nation, this one's going to be a little bit longer. I may have to cut my weekend recap. But I wanted to bring this story up because I felt like it was important for me to bring up, because I feel like as a black person, we talk about fraud in our community, right? We talk about, oh, this black person committed fraud, or look at them frauds. Look at them doing that daycare fraud. And there was a black woman who stole $2.3 million from Medicaid program in Milwaukee, and people trashed her. They talked bad about her. They like, anytime there's any type of fraudulent activity that black people are committing, we always bash black people. Now, I am not justifying it. And I believe that when you commit a crime, you open yourself up to criticism. That's on you. So I agree with that. I'm not defending their actions. I'm not defending their behaviors when it comes to fraud. But I also want us as a community to have that same exact energy when a white woman does the exact same thing. That's what I want. I feel like too often when white folks do some type of fraud activity, we don't like to chastise them. We don't like to complain about what they did and how they defrauded people. There's a woman named Debbie Long who was accused of fraud where she received $2.2 million in fraudulent Medicaid payments. Now, according to investigators, she allegedly carried out a lot of the scheme by billing Medicaid for, you know, amounts of service. For example, according to the article, they said Long was paid $750,000 for 96 units of personal care services in a single day for one individual. 96 units of personal care for one individual. It don't even make sense. It's impossible to happen. That amounts to 14 hours of service in a 24-hour time span. She was fraudulent. Now, what makes this interesting is what she did with the money, Truth Nation. I'm not going to lie. She actually did a really good job at investing it. She got the money, and she used the money to purchase Kits Frozen Custard in Milwaukee that we know about. We all know about Kits. A car wash and a vehicle. She funneled the fraud proceeds through three shell companies to purchase a Mercedes-Benz AMG, which cost her $200,000, and she bought the octopus car wash. Y'all know the octopus car wash. We see the little tentacles. She bought it. I don't condone any of the behavior. But what I will say is if you're going to steal money, you might as well invest it. You might as well invest it. And she invested it in the octopus car wash. She invested it in buying kits, so I ain't mad at her. Now, fraud is fraud. But I feel like in America, fraud is treated differently based off your race. When a white person commits fraud, a lot of times it's not seen as detrimental to the community. I don't see as much fury coming from the community when white people commit fraud. But when a person of color commits fraud, it always seems that people are chastising them and saying, look at them cheating the system, taking advantage of people. They're always so crooked and can't be trusted. And the reason why I think of this is I think of the whole Somalian situation. I think of the Somalian fraud, which is a perfect example. Now, everyone was talking about the Somalians. Even the president of the United States was talking about, look at the Somalians with all this fraud, fraud, fraud. That's what they talked about. Now, were there some Somalians part of this? Yes, there was. There was. But what got me is the mastermind behind the whole dang fraud program was a white woman named Amy Block. She was behind the $250 million fraud scheme that they ended up blaming Somalians for. That's what I don't understand. That's what upsets me, is that we like to focus on us. We heard Somalians and y'all wanted to get mad at the Africans versus focusing on the head of the damn snake, which was a white woman. We got a situation here in Milwaukee where you have a white woman who took the same amount of money as a black woman, and I don't hear enough people talking about this white woman. And what makes this even crazier, this is what I want, DJ Brother Z, I want you to do this. And I want y'all listening on 1017 The Truth on the FM dial, 1017 The Truth on YouTube, or down on the 1017 The Truth app. What I want y'all to do is I want y'all to Google Markita Barnes, M-A-R-K-I-T-A Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S. I want you to Google her and tell me if you can find a picture of what Markita Barnes looks like. That's what I want y'all to do. Markita Barnes, look her up. She was the one caught up with the scheming and scamming earlier this year, who was a black woman. Brother Z, were you able to find a picture of her? You find a black woman. You can see her. Now, this is what I want y'all to do, Truth Nation, because I did it myself. I want y'all to Google Debbie Long. That is D-E-B-B-I-E Long. Y'all know how to spell Long. Google Debbie Long and tell me if you can find for certain a picture of her being accused of this. Debbie Long, I want you to Google her, Truth Nation. Is it easy to find a picture of her that you can say, oh yeah, that's her? Or is there a whole bunch of white Debbie Longs? They got all these articles about Debbie Long. Brother Z, were you able to find a picture of her? Okay then, now that is my problem. is I ran into the same thing. When I looked into Marquita Barnes, there she was. The Journal Sentinel had her face right there plastered. I looked at Debbie Long, and I couldn't find her face. I had to ask around, like, hey, this woman is white, right? Greenfield, she white, right? Both women were accused of around $2 million worth of fraud. $2 million worth of fraud in Milwaukee County. And you showed me whose picture was easier to find, who was easier to identify. I am telling y'all, this is what America does. We cannot commit the same crimes because even though we commit the same crimes, we face different levels of criticism, backlash, outrage, and sentencing. This is why I have to call out when others do it, because unfortunately, people won't call out when people who don't look like us do these crimes, but when we do it, we call each other out. Crabs in a bucket. And again, I am not saying any of this stuff is right. I am not justifying any of this. It is all wrong. Fraud is wrong. But what I'm saying is this, is that we cannot buy into this garbage of when black people do the same crime, our face is plastered everywhere, but when a white woman do the same thing, you can't even find what she looked like. That is problematic to me. I refuse to chastise those NBA players who were in that gambling ring because they weren't the masterminds behind it, but somehow they became the face of it. I don't buy into the BS they try to sell us. And I think some of this that we do as a community when we call out ourselves but we don't call out others is part of that deep-rooted self-hate that sometimes can't even be explained. All right, Truth Nation, well, I had another story I wanted to get to, but we'll see if we have time on the back end. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walsh. That is the weekend recap. I may get to that because there's a lot of things going on in America right now that I could talk about. But I decided I wanted to talk about Mother's Day off the top because it was a beautiful and wonderful Mother's Day. And so with that being said, Truth Nation, we come back on the other side. Milwaukee Public Schools is back in the news. And I just don't understand why anybody would take a job in a district where they care more about money then they care about the students. I'll explain more next. It is Truth to Power with Kyle Walsh. Make sure you watch and stream us live on the YouTubes by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube and give it a like and a share. But on the other side, we're going to talk about how there seems to be a movement amongst teachers to care more about their pockets than care about educating these students.
It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, make one call, that's all, to Gruber, and they will take care of you. I made one call, that's all, to Gruber Law Offices, and they took great care of me, and I want them to do the same for you. What I love about Gruber is they allow for you to focus on healing, right? You get into a car accident, you can focus on healing while they focus on representation, giving you the best service and the best care because it's a priority to make sure they fight for you while you heal. There's no fee to consult with them or call them or retain them as a law firm. You never pay a single penny until they win your case. Get with the winning law firm today by visiting Gruber Law Offices at gruber-law.com. That is gruber-law.com, or giving them one call, that's all, at 414-276-6666. One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I am your host, the Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Make sure y'all watch and stream us live on the YouTubes by giving us a like and a share and going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. And before I get into it, it looks like we talked about in Virginia how Virginia voted to change their maps and then it got blocked by the courts. And I'm seeing that the Democrats are weighing a purge of their courts. This is crazy. I mean, at the end of the day, I guess fight fire with fire. This is just terrible. It really is. It's really just terrible where America is going right now. Don't nobody care about ethics. Everybody care about winning. And I guess you either can be above it all or you can get dirty with it. And unfortunately, both sides are choosing to get dirty with it. But with that being said, Truth Nation, all right, well, what I don't quite get is what do people want from Milwaukee Public Schools? I'm so serious with that. Like, what is it that we want from MPS? Because it seems to me that no one will ever be happy with any decision that is made with Milwaukee Public Schools. And it seems to me that a lot of people love to bash MPS and love to be negative towards MPS and don't like to see the positive. Now, I know I might be the pot calling the kettle black, because I do talk about MPS negatively when I deem it to be necessary. But right now, I think it's pretty clear to everybody over the last, I don't know, 2-3 years. I mean, hell, it seems like really from the last 5 years, the MPS is facing headwinds. And I feel like those headwinds have increased over since Brenda Casilius has come on. And right now they face headwinds which are not in their favor. Milwaukee Public Schools has a $46 million budget deficit, $46 million budget deficit. And on top of that, they're facing a declining enrollment, and they're trying to navigate the financial world that we are all in, where the cost of everything is going up. We all feel it. Guess what? As a business, MPS feels this as well. So when I hear all this pushback that people give to MPS, I just don't understand. And most of the pushback is coming from the teachers union. And when I look at the situation that is currently happening with MPS and their budget process, I believe there has to be some type of compromise and there has to be a sacrifice that is made. When you are talking about a public entity such as Milwaukee Public Schools, where the goal is educating students, teachers need to understand that they don't come first. They don't. The students come first. And when you're talking about a $46 million deficit, you know that there's going to be some tough decisions that have to be made. CBS 58 has a story on the MPS board meeting, which took place last Thursday, that seemed to go awry. Go to 1017 The Truth on YouTube to watch the video, or turn up your radio so you can see everything that went down.
Well, good evening. Thanks so much for joining us on the CBS 58 News at 9. I'm Jessup Reisbeck.
And I'm Natalie Shepard. Our top story tonight, a completed MPS budget is still months away, but tonight marked an important step in the process as the superintendent delivered the proposal to the Board of Education.
It comes amid a steep budget deficit, hundreds of position cuts, and a contentious labor negotiation. And a lot of people at tonight's board meeting were not happy about that budget proposal. Adam Reif live at MPS headquarters for us tonight to break down the meeting. Adam.
And it did end just moments ago. A lot of contention, a lot of emotion, as you'll see in just a moment. Tonight's battle focused around cost of living adjustments. Now, the Board of Education has already approved a staggered cost of living adjustment. Part of it will come in July. Part of it will come in January. But because of higher gas prices recently and food costs rising, that's not sitting well with a lot of people who are frustrated and struggling.
It's okay to be afraid. When we learn about a huge deficit, it's something that none of us can ignore.
It's a $46 million problem that's straining the budget, straining relationships, and straining emotions. Thursday's $1.6 billion budget proposal is Dr. Brenda Casilius' next effort to dig out of a devastating hole that was dug years ago.
We're feeling really good about the auditing side. It's the budget side that we're cleaning up now, making sure that we're budgeting appropriately.
But the cost of just about everything dominated public comment.
People are going to be running on fumes. They are running on fumes already.
Casilius is proposing a staggered cost of living adjustment, 1.5% in July, then another 1.13% next January.
We actually have to pay our bills too, just like everybody else, and we see rising costs just like everybody else.
Casilius cited increased costs for district health care, energy, transportation, and nutrition programs. But speakers during public comments said they need the full 2.63% COLA on July 1st.
And MPS educators cannot wait for a staggered plan. Gas is almost $5 right now.
Or they face dire consequences.
And at this point, if I don't get a full cost of living, I don't know if I can afford to come back to MPS next school year.
Other speakers were among the educators whose positions were cut.
She wanted to tell me that she felt like self-harming. I just can't imagine not being there for the kids.
Earlier. Listen, I get it. Everybody wants a job. Everybody wants to be fairly compensated. But the reality is, in life, it isn't fair, and we always don't get what we want. That's not how things work. And there was a woman who got up there who said, if I don't get my full cost of living increase, 2.7%, I think it was, then I may not be able to come back to MPS. Ma'am, that's how the world works. That's how it goes. You have a decision. if you don't believe that you are being fairly compensated, if you don't believe the current position that you have is going to be one that can allow for you to live a sufficient life, then you have to make a decision to move on. But what we cannot do is we cannot hold the students hostage. In what world do you assume you just get a raise? I have not gotten a raise in years here at Good Karma Brands because I can't make the assumption that I'm just going to get a raise. Unless it's part of your contract and negotiation that you guarantee to get the raise, then okay, fine. But if it's not part of your contract, it's not part of the agreement, which I'm not sure it is based off of this. It seems like they're guaranteed something, but they're not getting it all in July, and they're upset about that. And I appreciate what our educators do, and I believe they deserve what they make. But also, I will say there are some educators who are taking a selfish approach by demanding a pay raise despite understanding the financial crisis and fiscal mess that Milwaukee Public Schools is in. I don't understand it. Is that life is not fair. Life is not easy. And I understand, again, people want to get employed. People want more money. But at the end of the day, MPS is not in a position be able to pay you right away. The fact that you're even getting the raise for sure is more than I would have given you had I been the superintendent. I would have told you life is about sacrifices. I would have been the first one to raise my hand as a superintendent that said I do not plan on taking a raise because we're not in a position to give anybody raises. And the thing that I don't understand is that the district had a tough decision to make and they trimmed a lot of jobs at the top. They trimmed a lot of jobs at the top like people have been begging for and asking for a long time, but that still wasn't enough for people. And now you have to deal with MPS teachers and educators complaining about some of the hard moves and decisions that had to be made. We have to remember that this is about investing in the students. That's why when I hear stuff like I'm about to share next, my mind gets completely blown and I start questioning these educators who I adore and I appreciate. Because you are so needed, because you are the ones that prepare our future. But just because you prepare our future doesn't mean you get a blank damn check. And when I say that, I understand you'll make a lot of money, but doesn't mean you're guaranteed to get raises. You knew what you were getting yourself into when you decided to go to school for education. I remember I worked at Marquette, and I know when they have a school of education there, and some people used to always ask us about whether or not it was worth getting a degree from Marquette University when it comes to going to the early childhood education or elementary education because of how much money you're going to make when you come out. I wouldn't lie to people. I'll be honest. Yeah, you know, it may be a little rough early, but there's some benefits because if you go and you work in these certain places, you have an opportunity to maybe have your loans forgiven after a certain amount of time. So, yes, you may not be making as much money as other people who go to the engineering school or the business school make, but at the end of the day, you'll have an opportunity if you work in this industry to potentially have your loans forgiven, some of your student loans forgiven. But then also you're living out a dream and a life that you want with a job you love. So there's always a balancing act, but I was never going to tell these kids, oh, yeah, you're going to get rich. No, that's not what being an educator is about. But when I hear stuff like this, it blows my mind. This is an article that I read from the Journal Sentinel that quoted some things. MPS overspent its budget by $46 million last school year. Since then, Brenda Caselius, the superintendent, has announced several cost-cutting measures, including in next year's budget, such as eliminating 260 jobs and phasing inflationary wages for teachers, where they would get one in July and then they get another one in December. And the response from the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association to me was irresponsible and it was completely selfish. It wasn't about the kids. This is what the union leader said, Truth Nation. Listen up. We got a $46 million budget deficit. In a response to the budget that Brenda Caselius put out there, this is what the teacher union had to say. The union said, we are asking the school board to reverse Caselius' cuts and provide full raises by July 1st. They weren't concerned about the fact that the school district is in dire straits financially. No, they were concerned about getting more money. MPS is broke. And so that's what I don't. Yeah, exactly. Brokies. What are we doing? They're broke. These teachers would rather have MPS fall apart and dismantle MPS and make their financial house worse versus sacrificing to get the financial house in order. This is what I don't understand. And I'm not bashing teachers. At least I don't want to bash teachers, but this is stupid. This is stupid. It has to make sense. 833-212-1017. Is MPS on the verge of collapse? Is MPS, are the teachers union willing to let MPS collapse over their selfishness of wanting to make sure they got paid theirs? 833-212-1017. I want to hear your reaction to this because, again, I am not anti-union because I grew up in a union household. So I believe in unions, but I also believe in common sense. And I feel like we live in a time right now where you have union leaders that do not believe in common sense. And the union leaders are saying, you know what? I'm only going to do what is best for the teachers and not do what's best for the students. There is no way in hell anybody could look at the budget deficit that MPS has and sit here and say, oh, we need to have our raises now. The fact that there isn't a freeze on your wage is already a benefit. MPS does not have money, so stop asking for more money. That's irresponsible. And it leads me to believe that these teachers don't fully care about these kids. I'm not going to say they don't care about the kids. They do. But again, maybe it's me. The reason why I go into education is because, A, I couldn't be in a classroom all the time. I tried it as a substitute teacher. I did an after-school program, and I knew I wouldn't be fulfilled. I knew I wouldn't be happy. But for one, I can tell you this right now. I did not get into broadcasting because I wanted to be a millionaire. That was not the intention. I got into broadcasting because I had a passion and I had an opportunity to start the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And trust me, I was underpaid for what I came here for, to be the position that I had in the Milwaukee market. But it wasn't about the dollars and cents. It was about the passion. When I worked at Marquette, when I worked at UW Parkside, I didn't make a lot of money. But I didn't do it for the money. I did it because I had an opportunity to speak to students inside of Milwaukee about the opportunity, not to just to go to Marquette, but tell them about the options they have to go on somewhere, because education is going to be the foundation of what you need in order to be successful. That's what I wanted to do. It was my opportunity to get on the soapbox and talk to kids and hopefully encourage children to understand that they have to go somewhere next in order for them to be successful. I knew I wasn't going to make six figures doing that job, but it didn't matter to me. What mattered to me was impacting the youth in a special way. And I wish that these teachers was focused on that as well, and I feel like we're getting away from that. 833-212-1017. Why can't MPS grow and get it right? And why does it seem like the teachers' union is so focused on the teachers versus focused on the district getting better? We need to have more sacrifice with what's inside of MPS, and I don't think that we currently have the union that gives a dang about that. The union is being greedy. 833-212-1017. I'll take your calls. I'll take your texts. I'll take your reaction to this, that the Milwaukee Public Schools Teacher Union, despite MPS having a $46 million budget deficit, is still calling for raises on July 1st versus having staggered raises where they would get raises in two parts. 833-212-1017. Do you believe that the MPS teachers need to be getting a raise right away in July, or do you think they need to be getting a raise at all? 833-212-1017 is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. I'll take your calls. I'll take your texts. I see y'all on YouTube here, and I also see y'all on the Truth Talking text line where they're texting with some comments. I'll definitely get to that, but I'll take your calls. I'll take your texts. It's Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. We'll have more next.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. More of Truth to Power is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
The Memorial Day sale is going on right now at Steinhoffels, and honestly, it's the perfect time to get your home ready for the summer. Save up to 30% store-wide, plus get amazing deals like a beauty sleep mattress for just $399. Yes, only $399. Plus, y'all, guess what? Steinhoffels is offering 18 months, 0% financing. So your dream space is well within reach. 0% financing for 18 months. Head into Steinhoffels or shop anytime at steinhoffels.com. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale at Steinhoffels, Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader. 833-212-1017. Again, as the Truth Talking text line, we can call in and text in to share your thoughts on today's show. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. And on YouTube, before I get to the callers, Minister Kevin made a really great point. He said, Kyle, just growing up in a union household may not have given you the proper perspective on what unions are representing. They don't represent MPS. They represent teachers and the staff only. The union tries their best to make sure that their workers are properly compensated for the work that they do no matter what. And I fully understand that, Minister Kevin. I think that's a great point to bring up, is I fully understand that the union's purpose is to fight and advocate for the teachers. But as a teachers union, you also have a vote. You also have a say. You also have some influence to say, whoa, 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 whoa. Maybe we need to kind of take a step back here and maybe take some sacrifices. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And then when you hear so many teachers who get behind the union and back the union and say, oh, yeah, we need this. It's crazy to me. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm not selfish enough. Maybe I think about the greater good of the whole more than I think of my own individual greatness. But that's my thing. If I was a member of the teachers union, I'd say, well, you know, how much I would like a raise. I kind of see that MPS is in problems. And like, again, MPS is not going to be Spirit Airlines, but I think a lot of Spirit is the fresh one now. Spirit went out of business because shareholders were stupid. Like that was the start of it. And so MPS won't go out of business, but teachers eventually were going to lose their job. If you think you're going to keep getting these raises, they're going to eventually say, there's going to be a moment where they're going to say, well, we can't continue to go on this way, and they're going to fire more teachers. Spirit made a stupid decision, and the shareholders decided not to go with the deal that the government said they would agree on when they were offered to get purchased by Frontier. They went with JetBlue, and JetBlue, what happened is the government said, you're not going to let that merger happen, and all of a sudden it was the beginning of the end. Not saying we're going to see the beginning of end of MPS, but if we keep doing what the teachers union says to do, there's going to be something that happens in the future where more teachers are going to lose their jobs because MPS is losing money. They did an audit and they found a $46 million budget deficit. Like, in what world do you continue to spend more money when you're in a hole? That's stupidity. But 833-212-1017, the caller, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Awesome conversation, Brother Wallace. And when you are one of the worst performing public school systems in the nation to come on television crying and talking about self-harm, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want my child in a classroom with someone who's talking about harming themselves.
She was really quickly. The teacher was talking about the student that she worked with that was talking about self-harm.
Oh, I thought it was a teacher talking about
self-harm. Yeah, it was a little confusing. The teacher was talking about how a student at the school she was in was talking about self-harm, and now her not being able to keep that relationship with that student, she was very concerned about the well-being of the student. That's what it was.
Okay, I thought this was a teacher. Okay, very well. What they're talking about would be the equivalent if a high school graduate who barely graduated expected to get a full ride scholarship to Harvard, Howard, or some prestigious university because they failed to turn in their homework 2 years in a row, which cost them federal funds. And even after we gave them over $200 million in tax increase, to go on television and talking about getting more of a raise when you are getting a raise in spite of your failure and the failure of our children is really wild to me.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I do believe that teachers should be compensated accordingly. And if I'm not mistaken, usually when you're in college, if you're one of the top students, you're recruited by high-performing schools. Is that correct?
Typically, that's how it works, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what we're getting is probably, well, not probably, you're seeing we're getting the people who were not at that level. And I have educators in my immediate circle often. And when you continue to improve on your skills by further educating yourself, there is compensation that is pretty much automatic for people.
Yeah, no, there is. When you continue to get education, the more education you get, typically more money you get to college. So I do appreciate your thoughts and your comments on this. But I just want to figure out, where does this sense of entitlement come from so many of these educators and teachers? Because I do feel like it is in a sense of entitlement that they believe they should get this. That's where a lot of my issues come. And again, people going to take this as, oh, Kyle is just bashing the teachers. No, I'm not bashing the teachers. Again, I will say it over and over and over again. I come from a family of educators. I appreciate educators. I appreciate teachers, and I appreciate what they do. But if you told me, if Good Karma Brands told me, which they kind of did, if you told me that we have to make some tough decisions because financially we're not in the place that we need to be, then I have a choice to make. If I get so mad at my job for not giving me a raise that I want to leave, then that's on me. You know how messed up that is? That woman in there said, I may not be able to come back because gas is going up and I may not be able to come back to my job because I won't be able to afford it. Now, again, that's a personal thing that you can't afford it. But at the end of the day, what I heard was, I care so much about me and my life more so than the teachers. I'm willing to abandon these kids over how much I get paid. And that's fine. That's a choice for you to make. It truly is a choice for you to make. But 833-212-1017, before I take the next call, is I also want to share that with MPS, a lot of this is like people being upset about this. This is what the proposal was. Under the new budget proposal, according to the Journal Sentinel, the district would have added another 150 teaching positions and 140 paraprofessionals. into the classrooms. They would have also added 4 librarians and 13 children health assistants, as well as 6 art, music, and physical education teachers. At the same time, the budget would have eliminated 269 classroom positions, which include 53 central office positions, 53 assistant principals, and also 62 implementers. The reduction in these positions would have saved MPS $29.5 million. This is the budget that teachers right now are pushing back against. I don't understand why. Sacrifices have to be made. We have to be willing to make these sacrifices for the betterment of our students, but I'm starting to feel like a lot of these teachers, not all of them, I ain't foolish to say that, but some of these teachers don't care about the kids. Alan Milwaukee, what are your thoughts on today's conversation?
Sounds like to me they keep messing up the money, just like a junkie who always crying when all the dope is gone. They always cry before, but they never cry after the dope. See, the problem is they kept giving money, keep giving money, keep giving money. And y'all knew they wasn't going to do right by the money. Just like a junkie who always say they're going to need it, they're going to get clean, but they need $10 worth of a subscription when they really got need $10 to buy good dope. You got to stop giving them money. And what will be? Will be. Because if you don't, they going to keep raping your bank account
I think one thing with MPS currently right now, Brenda Caselli has inherited this complete mess that we have right now. So, I
understand that. But the reason we here is you kept giving them money, kept giving them money. And, you know, Cavalier Johnson didn't do no better because he kept giving them money and gave himself a raise. Just like a bunch of junkies messing with bad dope. Keep giving them money, they keep buying dope. Sometime they're going to have to deal with the withdrawals, even if they go into a coma, because they're taking the money like a junkie spending it on dope.
All right. Al is calling, I think, MPS teachers or MPS the junkie. Is that what you took away from that, Brother Z? Is that
something? No, I've learned to tune Al out.
Somebody's a junkie.
Right to left, real quick.
I'm not a junkie, I can tell you that. And I don't think these teachers are junkies either. But 833-212-1017. On the other side, when we come back, I do want to share with you exactly what I think the next step should be. For the teachers who decided that they can't, you know, bear not taking a raise, I have an idea for them. I do. And I'll tell you the idea when we come back on the other side. But before we do, Truth Nation, did you need shirts for a big event coming up? Or do you need to get your team hooked up with brand new uniforms? My friends at Big Frog Custom T-shirts and more can take care of all your custom apparel needs. Their customer service is truly second to none. They really do have a hands-on design team. Basil and Brittany, they're at Big Frog and Mequon. They care for everything that you do. Whether you need to get a logo design, whether you're trying to get certain type of hoodies, whether you're trying to get certain type of shirts, whether you're trying to get certain items, they are hooking you up. So if you or your corporation is looking to get hooked up, they got you. If you need to get corporate polos, they got you. If you're trying to get something ready for a corporate event, they got you. If you're trying to get something for your youth sport team, they got you. If you got a family reunion coming up and you need shirts like I did, they got you at Big Frog. So I'm telling you, they have no minimums, y'all. No minimums, fast turnarounds, and they are trusted people. So whether you need 50 shirts or 500 shirts, Big Frog will deliver the quantity and the quality that you can count on. So stop in and see them today in Mequon or jump online at bigfrog.com/Mequon. That's bigfrog.com/Mequon. I'm telling y'all, for all your apparel needs, make sure y'all go to Big Frog. And I'm telling you, you'll walk away saying, damn, Kyle wasn't lying. Visit Big Frog and Mequon today at bigfrog.com/Mequon. Truth to Power will come back, and I'll share my final thoughts next.
It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
One call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. Again, y'all, if you ever are injured in an accident, call the law firm that you can trust who has been providing service to the community for years. You see them at different events. You see them at Bucks games. You see them at Brewers games. You see them all over the place because Gruber Law Offices truly stands up for you. They fight for victims as well. They've been serving our community for 35 plus years. You'll see them at all the different community events. But more importantly, when you're in an accident, and that's when they truly stand up for you. Remember, there's no cost to call with them, retain them as a law firm, and you never, ever, ever pay a single penny until they win your case. Call Gruber Law Office today at 414-276-6666 or visit them at gruber-law.com. It's one call, that's all, with Gruber Law Offices. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Again, you can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Don't forget to give us a share. Don't forget to give us a like so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. And I'm talking about today how Milwaukee Public Schools is in dire straits financially. And I'm just getting sick and tired of hearing about the Milwaukee Teachers Union talking about how they need more, right? And I get it. They are there to advocate and push for the benefit of the teacher. But at a certain point, the teachers need to say, hey, maybe this isn't the time. Because at a certain point, you're going to push people over the edge, and then all of a sudden, jobs are going to be lost. And then they're going to be crying, oh, well, they have to fire people. Save our jobs. Save our jobs. That's what they're going to say. And I'm going to sit here and say, I tried to tell y'all years ago there was a way to save y'all jobs, but instead, y'all wanted to be selfish. You wanted to be greedy. On the Truth Talking text line at 833-212-1017, Robin Brown Deer said, did the superintendent voluntarily not take a raise this year? I do not know. That is, when I see her next time, I'm going to ask her that question, because I will see her at some point. But I also said I had a solution for y'all, Truth Nation. A solution for the teachers who are saying that, hey, if I don't get a raise, I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay here. Okay, well, my solution is bye-bye, go somewhere. Go ahead, dip out. Because guess what? Just like anywhere in America, if you do not feel like you are being compensated at the rate that you deserve, the beautiful thing about this country with all its flaws is that there is something called a resume. There is something called Indeed, jobs.com. There is something where you have an opportunity to go on LinkedIn and maybe find jobs. There are a plethora of jobs across this great country of ours that you can apply for to be an educator. So if you don't believe that you are being handsomely, well enough compensated at Milwaukee Public Schools because you didn't get a raise, well, guess what? Apply to all the different school districts we have across the great state of Wisconsin. If you believe that your money is more important than the prosperity of our kids' future, then please leave the district. I don't want you here. If you want to be in an easy district where you know you can get paid, you ain't got to worry about the kids, and there's enough property taxes that pump into the school district where you ain't got to worry about potentially getting a raise or not getting a raise, go ahead. Go to Waukesha. Go to Brookfield. Go to Cedarburg. Go to Grafton. Go to Shorewood. Go to Oconomowoc. Go to Pewaukee. Go somewhere else. Go somewhere else, because if you don't like what's happening in the district, go somewhere else. Nobody is making you stay at MPS. If you're not willing to make the sacrifice that needs to be made over the next couple years so MPS can get its financial house in order, but more importantly, set our children up for more success, then take your behind somewhere else, because I would prefer to have somebody who understands that a sacrifice may have to be made today, but eventually you will get the riches of your work. But more importantly, the students that you touch, the students that you reach, and the success that you see, that will fill you up more than any dollar could ever do. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I appreciate y'all chiming in today and joining on the conversation. We'll have more conversation tomorrow. The Tory Lowe Show is up next with Wonderful Truth Nation. I love y'all so much. Love your loved one. Hold your loved one. Appreciate your loved one. I will talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace out.